So the Hunter School of Performing Arts have announced they've got enrolment applications for 2023 open now. Joining us to have a chat about it is School Principal Tracy Breeze. Tracy, how are we doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Tracy, when I think of the Hunter School of Performing Arts, I can't help but imagine a lot of kids walking around singing this song. Hey, I'm gonna live forever. Is that what day-to-day life is for you there?
Look, it's a little bit of that mixed with glee. So if you're looking at a more contemporary look on it, look, it very much is a very dynamic place to go to school. It offers, obviously, you know, that idea of the traditional curriculum where you have to do everything that's made real by the government. And then what we do is we're able to put over the top of that a really lovely mix of the performing arts. So because we have students from year 3 all the way through to year 12, we are able to offer all of the performing arts to our junior students. So instead of doing one performing art in year 3 to 6, they get to do all of them, which is also pretty awesome.
So for the uninitiated, when we talk about all of the performing arts, what do we mean?
So we offer music, dance and drama as the three main performing arts, and students audition into one of those areas.
Do you find that there are some kids who come in because they love singing and dancing, but then they find, you know, perhaps their interest in the dramas is more because they become in contact with it?
We actually call that the triple threat.
Yep.
You know, the Hugh Jackman,
yeah.
the one that can do everything. And we have a number of those kids, and often they'll transfer between the performing art areas if they find their passion develops into something else. But it doesn't preclude them from doing all three either, which is really lovely. And because we put on a musical every year, students have the opportunity to perform in, you know, either the orchestra or on stage or part of an ensemble. So they have lots of opportunities to do that performance across all three.
So kids that have got an interest in a musical instrument, this is a place for them as well.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So we have, you know, 3 grand pianos. We have a full marching band who've just done a Riverina tour. So 80 students in 2 busloads of kids, they went to the Riverina. And then we had our drama students go to Melbourne to work with the Harry Potter cast and do some script writing and some theatricality. Next year we're taking 2 groups to New York, to the Juilliard School and also the New York Ballet.
Wow.
So lots of opportunities, yeah.
Is there an awesome age limit? Like if a 51-year-old broadcaster was interested in the performing arts, is it too late for me, Tracy?
Look, you know, this 51-year-old became the principal there just over 12 months ago and is just absolutely loving the opportunities of watching, you know, some of the most talented students in the Hunter have these amazing lifelong opportunities that they just grow so much from and learn so much from.
If somebody would like to apply, what do they do? How do they go about it?
Sure. So it's just all available on our webpage. There's a big banner that says auditions. You know, they do have to have talent to get into the school. There is a limit and a bar that we set in those.
That does count
auditions.
Me out then. All right, sorry. I won't waste any more of your time, Tracy.
Get those tap shoes out, Andrew. You'll be fine. Get those tap shoes out. You know, and we have some really amazing kids that you would see go around at Starstruck. You know, every year we have a really high level of activity of students in Starstruck. And then, of course, you know, providing those students at the end of year 10, you know, some students don't find their passion till later.
Mm.
So kids who find their passion and they're 15 or 16, they're not precluded from applying. And we actually offer like a music industry course where the students can do all the back-end stuff. So instead of auditioning in a performing art area, they get to come in via a portfolio entry where they can show us they've made films or written script or done animations or done, you know, various recordings or looking at being a recording artist. So they can come in and do that back-end stuff into their senior years, which is also pretty awesome.
Oh, it's an amazing opportunity for anybody that would like to get into the creative fields, of which it sounds like there are many to choose from at the Hunter School of Performing Arts. Principal Tracy Breeze, thank you very much for joining us to tell us all about it today.
Thanks, Andrew.